401, Unit 6, Recording 6.3. Good morning, Minsu. How are you today?
Good morning, Samir. I'm doing well today. Are you excited about the long weekend?
Yes, I am. I'm going home this weekend to visit my family. I'm most excited about seeing my older brother.
That is so exciting. Why are you looking forward to seeing your older brother?
My brother is a scientist, and we barely get to see him. He's always in a different place.
Really? What kind of science does he study?
Ordinarily, he studies earth science. However, he specialized in hydrogeology last year, so he's been focusing his research on hydrogeology.
I've never heard about hydrogeology. What is that?
I'm not surprised. Hydrogeology isn't as common as other areas of science. It's the study of groundwater. A hydrogeologist studies the flow of groundwater.
Groundwater? Is that like water under the ground?
Yes, exactly.
What exactly does a hydrogeologist do?
There are many jobs that a hydrogeologist focuses on. Mainly, they are worried about the availability of sustainable water supplies, meaning, do we have enough clean water to survive? There are many places on the planet that have trouble getting clean water for drinking, farming, or even bathing.
Wow, your brother's job sounds difficult, but important.
Yes, we are very proud of him. There are places in our home country that have trouble accessing clean water. My brother feels very strongly about this. He decided to try and help our country and other countries.
Is there anything else that hydrology tries to help with?
Surprisingly, hydrogeology also helps with geothermal energy. This is a renewable energy source that uses the heat that the earth produces. We use geothermal energy to heat the water we use for bathing and heating buildings. We could also use it to create electricity.
That's impressive. Where has your brother been working now?
He has been traveling through different areas of Western Africa. He sends us emails about his research all the time. In many of these cities he's been to, his team has been finding ways to create water wells that will give people easier access to clean drinking water. It's not something easy to do in that area because it is mostly desert and the closest body of water can be more than 20 to 50 miles away.
I see. So what's the hardest part of creating solutions, other than the distance?
Honestly, there are many problems that my brother tells us about. Mostly he says that even if they create a system that carries the water closer to the village, they have to be cautious of emptying the natural supply of the rivers or lakes that they are using as a source. If that happened, it would cause a lot of different environmental problems.
More people should know about hydrogeology. It seems like something important to know.
You're right. I plan on studying hydrogeology too. I hope to help my brother with his research, but I also hope to teach a course on hydrogeology in the future. I want more people to realize how important this study is. We need water to live. Without clean drinking water, we wouldn't be able to do a lot of the things we take for granted.
I agree. I think it's great you want to be a hydrogeologist like your brother.
Yes, it's a topic we both feel strongly about. Most people think we have plenty of water on Earth. The truth is, even though Earth is 70% water, only 3% of that water is fresh water. Of that 3%, only 1.2% can be used as drinking water right now. A lot of the water is trapped deep underneath or in glaciers.
That is crazy to think about. Wow, Samir. Thank you for telling me about this. I might have to do more research on hydrogeology.
I'm happy to teach you anything else you want to know.
Thank you. I hope you enjoy your visit with your brother and your family. Let me know what new information your brother tells you.
Thanks, Minsu. I'll talk to you next week.